This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
We are about to go back to a press conference here shortly, so the media throng is assembling. Here's Peter Bell from the Fremantle Football Club.
Feather in your cap, Peter, to go such a great trade.
Look, it's a big trade, and it took a long time. But we're really pleased with the result from a Fremantle perspective. And I'm sure St Kilda are. They get themselves a fantastic wingman. And it's disappointing to lose a player of Brad's calibre. He's a Doig medalist. But it was a big offer that St Kilda lobbed to him and his partner. And Sam wanted to come home as well. And I think our fans will be pleased with what we've been able to receive in return.
Was this deal, as it stands now, better than you think from the first one that was offered?
Not for me to say. It was a long negotiation. I guess, upon reflection, the disappointing part for me was there are a lot of trades that were supposedly out there and offered and turned down, which actually never existed. But we both went in, I think, in good faith through the negotiation. In time, we'll see who was the winner with this trade, but there's a lot of draft picks from our point of view, and I've got to say we are absolutely thrilled to also receive Blake Akers as part of this. We see him as a terrific athlete. We think Optus Stadium will really suit him, and a West Australian as well, and we can't wait for Blake to study stuff.
Did you change your mind on Blake, or was he always in your plan and you decided to keep it late for
him? Oh, he's a first-round draft pick at 191, although he tells me he's 193 centimetres, so he can really run. So he's always been someone that we've been keeping an eye on, but we thought there was a bit to play out before we entered into discussions with Blake, and that did come reasonably late, but we're thrilled to have him.
Peter, you've now had two best and fairest leave the club under contract for the last 2 years. Is that something you're concerned about? Is it something you need to address, or is it just a freakish coincidence 2 years
ago? Oh, there's an element of concern, Sam, for sure. We've also brought in sort of 10 players in the last 3 years, so we can't complain. I think it's the nature of the business, but clearly we want to retain our very good players, and whilst Lockie and Brad have left and it provides opportunity, it's not a theme that we'd like to see recurring.
Do you think it's an issue for the game going forward, players potentially having a little bit too much power and exiting contracts early?
Don't think so. I think the public love it, and the media love it as well. And if you follow other sports, it seems to happen a lot as well. So it's just something we've got to manage, and perhaps it'll be something that will go through its cycles.
Peter, you're saying that six and the third round wasn't ever
offered? I won't go into the specifics, but there were a number of deals that were put on the well, that I read about that never existed. But look, I don't want to go into which ones were and which ones weren't. I'd get my tongue twisted doing that.
James,
you're
keen to secure him?
James, look, it's great that James has nominated that he'd like to come to Fremantle. Clearly, he's got a very close relationship with our new senior coach, Justin Longmuir. There's a bit to work through there, but if it does work out, we think James, really experienced player, yet to turn 24, who could play on the wing and at halfback. So, I mean, he's been good enough to play in Collingwood's five finals over the last couple of years, so we think he's got a lot to offer, but we have to work through a few things, John.
Manager and McIntosh, people linked to you, but you won't go forward with those players.
Look, we've had a bit on our plate, so I'm thinking we'll go through the Aish deal and see what eventuates there, but I'm thinking that'll be it for us at the moment.
Did you cop a lot of heat last week? How important is it to ride the bumps throughout these negotiations?
It's a funny one. I've got thick skin. Obviously, I think you need to. But the other part is, I don't think you want a reputation as not being hard to deal with during trade week as well, because I think if you've got a reputation of being easy to deal with, you might be out of a job pretty quick. So, and I'll never be embarrassed about really valuing our players. And I think that's what our stakeholders want us to do. And I think hopefully in time, that's what this deal will reflect. Yeah, look, we're very pleased to have, as it currently stands, 7, 10, 22, 58 and a couple out the back, and obviously a 2020 first round and 3 second rounds next year as well. So we'll look to manoeuvre those as best as we see fit, but there's plenty of time for that as well, and we'll work through that over the next month.
Thank you.
There you have it, Peter Bell, the head of footy at the Fremantle Dockers. They've done the deal. Bradley Hill is a St Kilda player.